This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Tomorrow, Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart will lead the 4th of July fireworks spectacular on the Esplanade for the 21st time. When the Boston Symphony Orchestra hired Lockhart back in 1995, he was 35 years old. His energy and boyish good looks caused a sensation. Well, two decades later, he's still at it. And this weekend, Lockhart and the Pops are celebrating his 20th anniversary. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more.
Thinking back to when he got the job 20 years ago, Keith Lockhart admits his first season as Boston Pops conductor is a bit of a blur, except for one particular concert.
One thing I remember very clearly was my first 4th of July.
At his Independence Day debut, even the local broadcasters were taken by Lockhart's charisma and style.
He has no jacket on, suspenders, a white shirt. He looks terrific.
To walk out on that stage, to hear that roar that just basically lifts you off the stage deck, and to look out into a sea of faces that you can see, you know, 50,000 of, in whom there are 10 times that beyond them whom you can feel in some way. And I think at that point I got an idea of the enormity of the institution and how important it was to a lot of people.
Guest performers included, the Pointer Sisters joined Lockhart back in 95.
To perform with the Pops is just, you know, it's a big deal.
That's Ruth Pointer. She lives in Hopedale, Mass., and recalls when she and her sisters first met Lockhart.
Well, I remember when he walked in the room and we thought, oh, wow, it's like a kid walking in the room, you know? Especially at that time, he was quite young and we thought he was quite handsome. A conductor always was kind of, you know, dignified looking, maybe all white hair and a little bit of a beard and stuff like that. You know, it was a little different, new and refreshing.
So fast, so young, so vibrant, so photogenic, so videogenic.
So nimble and comfortable engaging with the audience, Larry Wolf says about Lockhart. Wolf is principal bass for the Boston Pops and assistant principal bass with the BSO. He was hired in 1970 and says Lockhart has always been aware of something every great conductor understands.
That we rule. We, the people making the noise, we are the ones that ultimately create that product that sea of 500,000 people is listening to.
Lockhart concurs.
What your job is to guide, nurture, enhance, support the people making that sound. You'll get plenty of credit at the end of that, but always remember who's doing the work.
Larry Wolf also says Lockhart strives to infuse all of the Pops concerts with a sense of surprise and fun. This spring at Symphony Hall, he highlighted the bass section with Meghan Trainor's All About the Bass.
He is the architect of good programming. He knows how to present the Pops Orchestra in a symphonic light, as well as a popular light, as well as a sensational light.
One of the things I love about Keith is that he has no snobism about music. It's either good music or bad music.
Great American Songbook performer Michael Feinstein collaborates with Lockhart about once a year with the conductor's other ensemble, the BBC Concert Orchestra, and also the Boston Pops.
Pops music is frequently regarded by some classically trained musicians as being lesser than. And one of the things that I love about collaborating with him is that he regards it at its best as equal to the classical repertoire.
She's all alone when she lowers a lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
Lockhart moves seamlessly between pop, classical, rock, show tunes, and country. American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle sang gospel with him and the Pops. Doolittle admits being on stage with the Pops can be daunting, but Lockhart always puts her at ease.
Sometimes you feel like, even with that huge symphony orchestra behind you, that you're all by yourself up there, you know? But he's so collaborative on stage. I can sing to him. We can play around. His attitude is so great.
For Doolittle, having the chance to perform with Lockhart and the Pops at the Hatchell this weekend is like a dream come true, because she grew up watching the 4th of July concert on national television.
It's my mom's favorite. She taught me very young that the Boston Pops is where it's at when it's the 4th of July.
The concert isn't broadcast nationally anymore, but conductor Keith Lockhart says since the 4th of July spectacular is now streamed live online, he hopes people all over the world will help him and the Pops celebrate his 20th anniversary.
As I step onto that podium for the 21st time, I still take a moment to realize that I'm about as lucky a music professional as I could possibly be.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Boston Pops and Keith Lockhart rehearsed this evening at the Hatch Shell at 8:30. At tomorrow night's concert, the live, online, and local TV audiences are going to be able to vote on some of the selections they think the Pops should play.